This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state's attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws, allegations that he vehemently denied. State Attorney General Letitia James said Cuomo allegedly targeted 11 current and former employees of the state government. The report describes a, quote, climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior, which included allegedly included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks, according to James. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing. He said, quote, I never touched anyone inappropriately. He added, that is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been. The investigation lasted nearly 5 months. It was performed by two outside attorneys hired by the state attorney general. They spoke to 179 people, including Cuomo, also complainants, current and former staffers in the governor's office, state troopers, and other state workers. Shortly after the report's release, several of Cuomo's accusers demanded that he resign immediately. The U.S. Senate has voted to award medals of honor to the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department for protecting Congress during the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol building. They are sending the legislation to President Joe Biden for his signature. The bill passed by voice vote with no objections. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belarusian Olympian Kristina Tsimonouskaya said Tuesday she is focused on her safety and seeking refuge in Europe after facing threats from officials at home. In a video call interview with AP, she said, they made it clear that upon return home, I would definitely face some form of punishment. She added there were also thinly disguised hints that more would await me. The 24-year-old sprinter said she wants to continue her career as an athlete. She has plans to compete in at least two future Olympics. Polish authorities granted her a humanitarian visa to seek political asylum on Monday after she alleged her team's officials were trying to force her to fly home to Belarus. Tsimonouskaya told officials in Tokyo that she feared she would not be safe in Belarus from the autocratic government of President Alexander Lukashenko. An activist group said it had bought Tsimonouskaya a plane ticket for a Wednesday flight to Warsaw. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted late on Monday that the Lukashenko government was trying to commit what he called another act of transnational repression by forcing Tsimonouskaya to leave, in his words, simply for exercising free speech. The political drama unfolded after Tsimonouskaya criticized how officials were managing the Belarusian Olympians, provoking a backlash in state-run media back home, where the government often cracks down on critics. The Belarus National Olympic Committee has been led for more than 25 years by Lukashenko and his son. And Ukrainian police say a Belarusian activist was found dead in a park near his home in Kiev on Tuesday, a day after he was reported missing. Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kiev-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday. He had gone running and failed to return home. A police statement said Shishov had been hanged. Police said they launched a criminal case for suspected murder, but would investigate all possibilities. Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania have become havens for Belarusians during a crackdown by President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election last year. The U.S. space agency NASA and aerospace company Boeing say they have scrubbed the launch of the company's Starliner spacecraft for the second time in a week. In a release, Boeing said the launch of the Starliner crew capsule on board a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket on Tuesday was scrubbed after a pre-launch check indicated an unexpected valve position in the propulsion system. They'll try again on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.